confusing because we haven't done it in so long. But yeah, welcome to another episode of the Best Kept Secret Podcast, aka the podcast about nothing. Today I'm the host, Below My Just, and I'm not alone. I'm joined by the brethren, Dwayze on Blaze.
Yes. How are you doing, dog? Old man Dwayze in the building, you know? I'm here.
Is that what you're going with now? You unk now, dog.
Uncle Dwayze is here, bro. I'm here. You know, I'm living my next life, basically, dog. We've entered level, you know, the next level, bro. So, yeah, man. Nah, facts, I'm dog. Just trying to level up to that level because hey, it's hard out here, dog, you know. Streets is, it's cold. Hey, bro. It's cold, but we're literally
living in a recession, dog. Like, shit's expensive. Winter's hitting, it's cold. I know they enjoy work. It's icy.
Hey, it's icy. I've got icy. No baby here, so it's tough, you know? It's just a cold scenario.
Yeah, here in CBT, it stays raining, dog. Like, it's windy and it's raining. It's even worse. Like,
now, the wind even makes it twice as worse, bro, so it's crazy. But, as long as you're alive.
Exactly,
bro.
You
know?
Nah, of course, dog. I'm alright. I'm tired, but I feel like I'm always tired.
Yeah,
so
no, that's the number that's one statement of the show from you, bro. I'm tired, bro.
Nah, man, always tired. But yeah, man, C's filed for leave. He's on leave, so yes. His leave request was submitted, I think, about a week ago. We accepted.
It was approved.
It's okay.
You know?
But you know, it's us two, dog, we still make magic.
We cook. Either way, bro.
100%. So yeah, for today's episode, we're gonna go through a project by Kane Keed, and it's called Not Famous. I think I'll just start. So I won't even lie to you. Like, I, prior to you actually bringing this project forward, Dwayze, like, I'd heard the name Kane Keed, but I hadn't listened to anything. So I actually like have no idea of the type of artist Kane Keed is, like
sleeping.
What to expect. So this whole thing, huh?
Sleeping on the boy.
No, I was sleeping. I can't lie to you. And obviously, like, I listened to this, and yeah, man, like it's. I like what I hear, dog. I like what I hear. Obviously, we're gonna get into it a bit deeper, but like, I don't know, man. I think even for me, bro, like I'm at that point where maybe it's work and just being tired, but also just in general, like it's very hard for me to hop into something new these days. Obviously, like, I don't know, maybe it's just the quality of music overall. So it's like, I think you actually start to reach that old head phase, you know, you understand where you're like, actually the quality of music in general is very all over the place, so let me just stick to what I know.
But obviously, so much, bro.
Exactly, bro. But obviously, when we're doing a podcast like this, it kind of forces you to kind of go outside of that. So, yeah, I mean, grateful to come across this one. And, yeah, obviously, we'll get into it a bit more. But, yeah, Dwayze, what are you saying?
Yeah, Kane Keed, he's been on my radar for a while. And some of you out there might know the boy already. But for those of you who don't, I think what was so, like, kind of special about Kane Keed is that, like, from the mud, he was already getting cosigns from like Benny the Butcher, Timbaland, all this shit, just off his freestyles on the gram. So, you know, it was just crazy motion just off that. So I was interested, like, yo, who is this Kane Keed guy? You know, and even before that, I think I'd already heard his name now and again, you know, in the streets. So to kind of see the progress from that time to now, it's actually been like only a year or maybe a year and a half. It hasn't even been that long. And I think he's made leaps and bounds, you know, with his career in the short time. So with this project specifically, I did enjoy it. I think it was more of an EP than anything. At first, I thought it was an album and I wasn't too happy. But then when I saw it was an EP, I kind of understood, okay, yeah, you know, I understand EP vibes here. It did feel like a bit playlisty, a little bit. It didn't feel like structured, but obviously music wise I think he delivered. He did really well in terms of the bars, especially, and lyrically and conceptually even. I think he had some good concepts on here, so I think this was a good showcase of what he had to offer. And I received it well, so I like this personally.
Yeah, no, 100%. I think obviously from a structure perspective, you're right, bro. I think for me, like, this felt very raw, just listening to it. in some songs, but like there were certain moments where like it really shone. There were certain moments where I was like, okay, cool. And then maybe somewhere I was just like, ah, you know what I mean? Like, I think I had to listen to this maybe two or three times for me to fully be immersed in it. But I think that's also just because I wasn't like affording it the time that it actually deserved at the start. But you're not.
Yeah.
Let's get straight into it. The first.
But I will say it also doesn't feel like an immersive project though. It feels like one of those where it's like you listen, you take it in, and then like for me personally, there's nothing I could say that really held me and said okay. So I kind of get that sort of distance you feel like it's just it's cool, you know.
Yeah that 100% bro. But yeah, let's get into the first track. First one is Tested. What are you saying about that one, bro?
Yeah, Tested, it was a random start to the project for me, honestly, bro. Like, you know, I'm expecting those barred up intros. Like, when you're an MC, dog, you know, at least that's how you were introduced to us. So I feel like you're supposed to just come bar heavy the intro. But I think, you know, what he did was still cool. I think, honestly, I would have put maybe... Yeah, I just think the playlisting of this, I mean not the playlisting, the what do you call it, sequencing, it's just all over the place for me. Like, just the start kind of threw me off from the beginning, so I was like, eh, you know. But the song itself is not bad. It feels like a Lucy joint, you know. It feels like just something you throw on. It's not really too memorable, so yeah, there's not too much I have to say about this track, but it's cool.
Yeah, I think for me, bro, I can't lie, man. I didn't particularly like Tested, but yeah. I think even now, bro, I don't really like these type of songs anymore. Eh? Like these heavy hitting, trap heavy, and I think the reason why, not necessarily pertaining to this song, but the reason why I don't like this type of trap song anymore is because the artist has become lazy. Right, in the sense of like
exactly.
The beat is so hard hitting, and as the listener, like, yes, I'm vibing to that, but half the time the lyrics or whatever just feel like they just feel like they're on the beat for the sake of being on the beat. With this song, a little bit different in the sense that obviously Kane Key came up bar heavy, but I think as soon as I heard that tum, tum, and everything like that, it just, especially at the start as well, it like it just off. You know what I mean? Like, it just wasn't the energy exactly. that I was expecting at the start. And I think when it comes to this project or this EP for me, like, I grew into it. I felt like it got a lot better as we started getting to your tracks with Zulumeka, as we started getting to, like, your Rare, etc., etc. That's when it started to get a lot better for me. But, yeah, I think this is an opener. Didn't necessarily land the way that I would have liked it to.
I agree.
Yeah. But yeah, now let's head into track two, which is Can't Decide featuring Tembi Powers. What are you saying?
Yeah, man. Interesting song. I like the production on here. But again, it still reminds me of, like you said about the last track. Like, when we talk about laziness as well, I feel like, you know, music has stopped progressing in a sense where it's like we've stopped at this trap era, and maybe there's a little... few like re-editions of it or like alterations that they make, but it's just like there's nothing that is like refreshing. So songs like these, like you say, it's like it's cool, but it's like it's not gonna stick with me. It's not gonna, I'm gonna hear it cool and then I'm gonna go. And I feel the same way about songs like this. Although I do like what Tembi Powers did on here, I don't know about that cadence he uses is kind of strange to me, but I guess it's cool. I feel like he took it from, what's this guy, Flo Jones Jr. Like, he's got that same, like, I don't know why they like rapping like that, but hey, I guess it's a thing, bro. But yeah, all in all, like, yeah, it's a cool song, but I really take it back to what you're saying. It's another one of those where it's like, yeah, you know, it's cool, but it's not a moment, you know, it's not a moment. So,
no, 100%. Yeah. But you know what, like, one thing I can always say when it comes to a song like this or a beat like this or this type of trap, like, at a vibe when we outside, like, it's always going to bang 100%. I think it's just that when it's in the project form, sometimes it's there or it isn't. But yeah, I think for Can't Decide, I think, yeah, man, this was interesting. I feel like it was a step up from Tested, in my opinion. I really liked what Tembi Powers brought to this. I think this project for me, I think this is where, like, I didn't have a problem with any of the features here. Like, it just worked well for me. It was never a thing of like, yo, I want to hear you alone or whatever the situation is. So I think here, yeah, this sounded like a fun song to kind of make or to rap over for both of them, even from like an ad libs point of view. But yeah, man, I think still not, let's say, the peak of Kane Keith's powers when we're talking about this project specifically.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, let's head into the next one, which is the song that was featuring Usmamani. Yeah, which is Trouble Again. I would lie, dog, when I listened to this project, like, at first I didn't listen to it like with the, like, reading the title tracks. So like I just went, pressed the first track, and just sat back and listened. So when I got to this, and then I heard Usmamani, I was like, Usmamani, dog. You know what I mean? And then, like, as soon as I got it, like, and then I was like, oh, shit, okay. But I won't lie, dog. On this song, I think he killed it. Something about Usmamani's cadence and flow. And then also, bro, the way he says,
and so, the way he just, he's, it's like he's got this lazy coolness, bro.
You know when you take, you know when you take like a Zulu word, mega zela, dog, mega zel. You know what I mean? That type of shit.
Exactly. Feet, that's the thing. He just cooks. Makes it cool, bro.
Cooks. Oh, like cooks.
So and think, you know exactly what he's saying. You know, there's no disconnect, bro. Nah, you know 100%,
bro. 100%. So I think for me, like I said, with this project, dog, with each track, like, it was getting progressively better.
Yes.
So Trouble Again, exactly. I really, really enjoyed this. I think Usmamani came on here, was heat. I think for these first three tracks as well, if we take these as a group, I don't think Kane Keith is the artist shone. Yes, the features like Tembi Powers came through, Usmamani and Tested, you could say, you know, like, it was cool. But like, as we start to get a leap of faith, Homecoming, Hurt Myself, that's when I started to, you know, hear Kane Keith now, and I was like, okay, this is what you're about.
Yeah.
So yeah, man, I think this was a cool track. I think Usmamani shone on this one. But yeah, Dwayze, drop your thoughts and then let me know.
Yeah, Trouble Again, for me, one of my favorites on this project. If we're going to talk about the hard-hitting, like, commercially stuff, I feel like this is the direction we go with. Like, the first two tracks, it's okay.
Yeah.
But this is more of something that also, I feel like, resonates with what he's going through right now, because I feel like even the feature on this, like, he's kind of rapping about being that young kid who's stepping on toes, you know, the young big stepper basically of the moment. And if you just look at everything that's going on with him right now, like, he has these random beefs with A Reese that came out of nowhere just because he said something about A Reese or whatever the case was, you know. And however Reese reacted to that was like, hey, you know. So he's even talk about this in the song. He's saying, like, grown men get touched. Like, I like songs where you're referencing what's happening in your life.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Because it holds more to the story. It holds more to who you are. It's not just another, like, club banger. There's some stories and some substance in it. So that's why I like this song. And I feel like Usmamani is also kind of the same thing. It's kind of going through the same thing. So to have that, like, parallel on the same track, that's those things you feel like, okay, that was thought out. You can see that. Right there, he knew what he was doing with the feature and everything. And even the energy Usmamani brought, bro, was, you know, it elevated the track so
100%,
much.
100%.
I really appreciate Usmamani on this. I like that it speaks to kind of both their positions in the game, like being these young upcomers who kind of, you know, shake you up the game. And yeah, man, just enjoy the content of this song. And yeah, dope track.
Yeah, no, actually, I think you pointing out the whole, like, parallel in terms of both these artists who are in, like, similar spaces, being on the same track, you know, kind of going through the same thing within them, navigating the industry and kind of just finding their way in the hip-hop world. Like, that was, I think, looking at it from that perspective, I think this was definitely, like, a well-thought or a well-put-together track in that regard. But, yeah, the next one that we have here was featuring Zulumeka, which was Leap of Faith. So, yeah, bro, I think for me, like, this is where I started to lock in now. And I was like, okay, like, I'm starting to hear this was like, and I went like,
this was where the greatness was
100%,
showing,
bro. And I think Leap of Faith was one of those tracks, because like I said, like, I was listening to this without actually checking the track list, where, you know, when you walk into a restaurant, bro, and then, like, and then you sit there and it's like, it's a set menu, right? And you don't know what the set menu is. So they'll hit you with like the first 2-3 meals, dog. You know what I'm saying? And then now you full, boy. You full. But now you're about to hit you with another main. And then you find out later it's a 10-course meal. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is what it felt like.
Exactly.
I think, like, I think Kane Keed here really went off. I think this was a beautiful piece in terms of just everything that was being rapped about. I think it really, really resonated. And then to also get Zulumeka coming at the end was like, shit, like, I didn't know I needed more of this, but I got more of this. You know what I mean? So I think by the time you get to the end of this track, you're like, damn, okay, I was fed, bro. Like, this was it. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, I really, really like Leap of Faith. I think this is a really good song. But, yeah, bro, let me know what you say.
Yeah.
And that beat, though. Definitely. And that beat,
though. When you ding, 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 ding. So calming, so relaxing, bro. I love those beats. And then I love those type of beats. And then niggas just coming with bars, like... like, not even just bars. Like, they actually have those substance bars, bro. We're coming with weight here, you know? So, I really, really appreciated this song. And I another dope feature, right? Like, I think Kay knows what he's doing when it comes to features. He knows exactly who to put on the track. Because who better than Zulumeka on this track?
This is literally like...
like, if you really want those...
matches. It matches, bro. Like, matches to a T, dog.
Yo. Bro, perfectly, 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 bro. It's just, I don't know, bro. Anyway, let me just carry on. Like, dog, I feel like this is when I knew that, you know, Kane had greatness in him. Just because he didn't even selfishly take this track. He gave Zulu that, you know. And just him starting off TD Jakes when I stand behind a pop filter, bro. Like, poison the music so they're easier to be killed. Like, there was so much... I would write the whole verse of Kane Keed, you know, on this track, because I think the substance in you, the shit he was saying, bro, yo. But like, even Zulu, like, she's got, what did she say here? Starting off, like, both their opening lines, she says something about even wrong numbers call someone, bro. Just that line alone. Yo, there's so much in that, bro. She says something, about, if I'm stuck here, then word is bond. You breaking bread with men who don't. Like, bro, there's so much content within this whole song that it's like, bro, these guys, it's like they're writing scriptures, bro. I don't know if you've seen, bro, there was this interview with Zulumeka. Yeah. And this interview is not like a normal interview. It's like done in rap form. I don't know if you've seen this.
Nah, I don't think I have.
It's like, it's a low-key podcast type thing. Bro, you see, that's what I said to myself, bro. Now, Zulu is different. Like, the way she can express herself through words and the depth, bro, is just, it's phenomenal. Like, I'm going to send that shit to you.
Please do.
I must link it somewhere out there for the people as well. Yeah. Because, you know, this gives me the same type of vibes she was doing on there, bro. Like, it felt so personal and conversational and intimate, that it could have been like she's just talking to you. So I love that Zulu was able to do that on this track. Really dope song for me. So
Shout out. 100%. This is definitely fire. And yeah, the next track is Homecoming For You. I think this track ultimately did the same as the last one. I think Kane Keed here, this is where it really became, like, for me, it felt very personal. I think like, just kind of stripped back in a sense. And I think I really like the appearance of Ben September as well, from a vocal perspective. Like, just carrying like those the chorus and those pockets from a vocal perspective. But I think the production on this track was really, really good. And yeah, man, I think they both just really shone on this beat. I think it was one of those where it was super laid back, and kind of gave the artist a platform to say their piece. And obviously Kane Keed coming through with bars again, in a subtle but very, like, you know, at you kind of way. So yeah, man, I really, really liked Homecoming.
Yeah, shout out to Ben September on that. Like, I always like when Ben September features on something. He always just adds a nice little, you know, spice to the track. But yeah, solid writing on this, clean delivery, good bars again. He says something like, as I prepare for the road ahead, I also carry a heavy heart. You know, I love that Kane has that same style of also being able to paint pictures with these words, you know, you can actually just visualize that. There's a part where he says, it's way too hard to play my part when everyone picks me apart for the same art I made for him. It's hard to stay hard. Like, I was like, yo, bruh, the word play there, like, that's one thing he's really good with doing. There's another freestyle he did. I think it was a feature. And he was talking about something parents apparently, he said, apparently I'm compared to parents. Yo, bro. I was like, I don't know, this guy is, he was just going crazy, bro. So, like, yeah, I really love he's able to form such beautiful sentences, and the rhyme schemes are always so crazy. So I think he did that, like, subtly in this track, but you could see, you know, how he did it and how he maneuvered through the verses. So it was really dope. I really like this track.
100%, bro. This was definitely a vibe to listen to. And then the next track was Hurt Myself. What are you saying about this one, bro?
Hurt Myself. Yeah, again, man, really good writing. I think this part of the project is where he was just shining, bro. This is where he was showing his true form, bro. Because all these tracks, it's just the writing. It's like you don't even really pay that much attention to the actual production because he's saying so much that you're like almost enveloped in that. So yeah, man, it, for me, again, really dope writing. Just to quote a few things he said, the triple entendres and everything.
Come through, dog. Come through with the words, bro.
He says, nothing hurts you like the first love, the one that got away. Look for the piece of her and ones you're finding along the way. Like, damn. That was just a standout part to me. Because, hey, bro.
Hey, you related, boy. You related, you know, dog. I was thinking about that. But.
Yeah, you see, hey, bro, you can relate, bro. Hey, for real. So, you know, but throughout, he has just many dope rhymes on here. So, again, just writing stood out for 100%, me on this track.
Bro, I think I have to agree with you on there. I think, beat selection in terms of just this three-track run was really, really good. With this one as well, like, just super, super laid back. And it was one of those type of beats where it's like, yeah, you really have to zone in on what's being said. And obviously, it's like, when you do actually zone in on what's being said, you know, you get to hear or like, the great wordplay, even the stuff that you've quoted. I just wish that Kane, or just artists in general, or South African artists, please post your lyrics, bro, on Apple Music so we can also find it. You know, that's another thing, bro.
That's what I was going to say, bro. That's what I was going to say, because
it's like, you know what, you catch a bar, or maybe you might not hear it correctly, but then you go into Google, you won't find it. You go into Apple, you check lyrics, it's not there. Exactly. So it's like, you know, sometimes, well, for some people, the message is lost, right?
Yeah, please, so guys, yo.
I think, if that could change, that would be great. But I think Hurt Myself is a beautiful track, man. I think, it was one of those ones which you felt, bro, which you felt from the heart. But yeah, man, moving on to the next one. This one I'd actually say is my favorite track on here, bro. This one was Rare. So what are you saying about that, bro?
I don't know. I have mixed feelings about this song.
There's no ways. But actually, I'll let you cook.
I feel like these are those... It's not that I enjoy some Baby Days kind of songs, but I don't know. I'm not looking for Kane Key to give me these type of songs, but maybe that's just my preference, you know, because I didn't really like the beat. You know, writing was decent.
You can't tell me anyone the beat, bro.
I feel like this song needed a Kwela, bro. Honestly, bro. That's what I feel like would have made the song pop, bro.
Okay, so you say it needed a feature, basically. Yeah,
just put a Kwela, bro. I think, I don't know, Kane Key doing this for me is not... Like, maybe it's how I was introduced to it. Because, you know, sometimes it's, you feel like you're biased to the bag you met the person. And then when they kind of do something a bit out of that, you're like, you know. So maybe I feel that.
Now, you see, okay, then that makes sense. Because I'm, like, thinking now from my perspective where, like, I'm not, like, I have no reference when listening to this. Obviously, there's Hurt you just Myself take it and in. All of this. But, like, when I'm hearing this, obviously, I can't lie to you. Like, if we're talking about just the new age era, I really like these type of beats anyway. Yeah. These, you know, those ones, it sounds like, You know, like those things, those chiming things, and you hit them. Like, you know, the triangle, that sound. That, yeah, that,
yes,
and it
yes,
sounds like all ding, ethereal and spacey, yeah, and then it hits you with that bass, and it's like, boom, boom. You know what I mean? Like, these ones I really do like.
Yeah, because it's like those two.
Yeah, and it's like this melodic shit as well. So I think Kenki from this one, is just a nice vibey track for me, bro. Like, I was really, like, in it. I think even, like, the singing. But I would lie, with you bringing up the whole feature thing, I genuinely think it actually would have cooked if it had like a Daze, or it had like a
Quella,
or whatever the situation might be, because it actually does make sense in that regard. But outside of that, man, I think the song for me was really just a vibe, dog. Like, I was bopping my head to it through and through. It was actually the first song that I downloaded onto my library as soon as I ran through this whole thing. But, you know, it's one of them ones.
Yeah, it's not a bad song though. But
nah, facts. Yeah, you just a hater. You just an old head, unk.
Yeah, no, I'm an old head for real, bro. Give me what I want, dog. Don't give me these other extra things, bro.
Nah, fair.
You know, get to the point.
Fair, dog. Fair. And then the next track was "Don't Know Me" featuring Dadao. So what are you saying, bro?
Yeah. Yeah, no, Kane went off here, bro. Kane really went off for me, bro. He just continues to display his writing prowess, man. Like, he's really just strong with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that whole verse, bro, disgusting, bro. Just a crazy verse. Like, you see, like, I wish I had the lyrics, because it's also, it's made me lazy now. Because when, especially now, like you said earlier on, people now more than ever don't post lyrics. Like, back then, like when we used to do pods back, I used to find the lyrics.
Facts,
now,
facts.
Never, bro. Now,
100%.
Never, dude.
At least up a copy paste. I have to actually sit down and write it in my notes, bro.
Yeah, even if you just copy paste from how you, it's, at least let's get an idea of what you were saying, at least, bro. It doesn't even have to be right spelling. Just show us what you were saying, please, though. You know, but yeah, because for me, there were so many crazy things he said on this track as well. Feature was cool. Could have laced a better hook, but I still think Dadao held it down. So
yeah,
it is what it is.
Now, what I like, this song for me felt very old school. Just in terms of the beat, just in terms of the flow that these guys came along with. You know that, what's that? That dance thing? Crumping, like you could crump to the ship. Nah, but like, dog, crump is hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, but like, you know, but like a calmer crump, not like a hard one. You know what I'm saying?
The calm crump, not the one where you're like on the floor and you're hitting the ground, bro. You know, you're angry.
It had that.
Got demons.
It had that drum pattern, you know what I'm saying? That's what I mean. But nah, I think Kenki here did a madness. I really enjoyed this verse. Dadao is what I think was a very interesting one for me. Because like, obviously first time hearing as well. But yeah, I think it was a decent verse that was laid onto this. But yeah, man, like you see now when you look at it, and it's like, and you start to look back onto the project, because now we're getting to that last track. But when you start to look back on the project now, and you're like, okay, it's starting to like come together as a better project, whereas like when it was track one, track two, where we headed. But now you see, if you could look back at this point, you're like, you learn to appreciate what you've heard so far, which obviously takes us into our last track for this one, which is Sunshine featuring Retro Vibe. So yeah, there's what
should
you
it be called Sunset, come
like
on
an exit final song closer.
Yeah, I have a problem with the title. You had to say Sunset, yeah, because it's the end,
you had to say Sunset. Yes.
You know, and it's also like, also the title of this whole project. Actually, I'll get to that later. But yeah, Sunshine. So for me, at least, if we're gonna talk about it, how it is as a closing, very strong closing. I think Retro laid that hook down very nicely. However, for some reason, I couldn't shake that feeling of wanting Mars Baby on this hook. I just feel like this would be his realm. But that's no slight to Retro. Still did his thing. I've never heard of Retro, though. This is the first time, just like Dadao. But yeah, man, it gives those timestamp track, you know, feels. Again, great writing on the verses. Like, Kane really doesn't do any wrong with the verses. That's obviously his strength. that's what I like to listen to him for. So I think it was just the right way to close it down, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
There's one line I like that he said. He said, "I miss the days my soul danced to these slow jams." Like, I just like the way he says those type of things.
Yes, bro,
you know?
Man's been hurt too many times, bro. So to have the trauma, the trauma of life. Actually, we heard it all in Hurt Myself, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm projecting,
nah, for
dog.
Real. Like, we heard it all, dog. So, nah, makes sense. Makes sense.
Yeah, but strong closing, bro. Strong
yeah,
closing.
Nah, I have to agree on that. I think the closer, like, it kind of ended on a brighter note, just from the beat, the production of it. I think Retro, from a vocal perspective, I actually really enjoyed the vocal performance on this one, man. I really like was just vibing throughout, and I think Kane Keed as well. Like, it was a nice way to just kind of close it and bring it all to the end, which is why, like, I think Sunset also just makes sense, bro. But also, hey, who knows, you know? Get yeah, under the you go through the tunnel and you see the sunshine, you know what I'm saying?
Which tunnel? Now,
but that's just me fucking around. But nah. Final thoughts, Dwayne. Obviously, now you can talk about the title and everything else. Yeah. But yeah, final thoughts on this project.
Thank you for reminding me, because I did not like this title. I feel like it was a very lazy title, bro. Not famous, bro. Ah, come on, bro. Like, come on, dude. Like, any man would have came up with that title, bro. Like, I expect something better from somebody who has such a complex mind and thought process.
Yeah.
I feel like, come on, you could come with something better than that. But okay, maybe Shaky. It started off a bit like, I feel like he was trying to cater to a market that's not necessarily his, you know.
Yeah,
but I get that play, because at the end of the day, streams and whatnot. But throughout the project, like you mentioned, it just got stronger and better and better. He really started to get into his zone and his vibe. And you started to really get to see who he was and who he is as an artist. So I like that. That was full on display towards the latter half of the project. So yeah, I think it's a very strong introduction. I think that, you know, Kane is one of those artists who I think his bag is very wide. You know, I think he can do the commercially stuff. Hey, things are falling here, bro. He can do the commercial stuff, but I prefer him in his, you know, feelings bag and, you know, talk about life and just the more poetic stuff, you know, I think is his strong suit. So yeah, I did enjoy that he gave us a lot of that. I do like that he was also clever with the features, and even the features we didn't know still brought a lot of strength to the project. So yeah, I think he did well with that. Sequencing could have been better, as we said, but all in all, a good project, a good debut. I think it is. I don't think he has another project, so yeah, I think it's a strong hello from him. So yeah, shout out.
Yeah, nah, I think for me, man, like, as a first time listener, as a debut, I, you know, there were definitely some pockets where, like, I was genuinely impressed. I think, you know, also you, Dwayne, is kind of going through the history of Kane and the freestyles, etc. I mean, it's clearly evident in terms of just the writing on this project, the wordplay, you know, the double and the triple entendres and all of that.
Definitely.
You know, and I think I really liked how it all fits. With these tracks, you know, with songs with Zulumeka, songs with Ntata, etc., whatever the situation might be, like, yeah, it was a nice introduction. I think even for me, like, it's one of them ones where I'm like, okay, I could definitely see the potential from an artistry perspective or from, like, a project perspective, you know, for the next big thing that does eventually come out. So I'm definitely keen to see how that kind of plays out. But like I said, yeah, this one was still raw in that sense. There's still, I think, quite a few more things that need to be done for it to kind of feel full. But there were definitely some songs that you could take away from here and be like, yeah, I see where we're headed. But yeah, man, that was Kane Keed, Not Famous. Yeah, if you haven't given it a listen, all right, hit up your Apple Musics, your Spotify's, your Deezers, your Tidals, whatever the situation might be.
The shit that don't pay.
Yeah. Oh, for <fuck-aza. laughs> Yeah, I mean, firstly for me, I say pay for the music, but if you don't,
yeah, pay for the music, pay for the music.
What can I say?
It's a struggle already.
Pay for the music. But yeah, man, that was our breakdown of Kane Keed's Not Famous. And again, this was the Best Kept Secret Podcast, aka the podcast about nothing. Today I was your host, because the other one is on leave. Below my just, and I was not alone. I was my boy Prince Dwayze.